at L. Allison. Last week, we talked about the umbilical cord of Christ, and God revealed that coming out of Proverbs chapter 3. Today, the Lord wants to minister to us about marrow and bones. The proverb says that when we depart from evil, as we're acknowledging him, we end up departing from evil, that it becomes health to all of our navel and becomes marrow unto our bones. And so, again, we learned about health coming to the navel as a result of acknowledging the Lord in all of our ways. The Lord revealed the reconnection of the umbilical cord of Christ. He revealed the center of our strength returning, and he revealed the cure-all coming through the umbilical cord. When we learned on Thursday that true acknowledgement is simply staying in the study of the now word, it's not when we're struggling that we then begin to pray, we begin to seek God for guidance. That's not what true acknowledgement is. It's when we walk with him in the cool of the day. It's when we are in his rhema and his rhema is in us. That's real acknowledgement.
Amen.
And having a relationship and having fellowship with him makes it truly authentic acknowledgement. Well, if we're connected to the umbilical cord, just looking at medical science, then obviously, if we're connected to the umbilical cord of Christ, then obviously there's going to be a godlike development that takes place. I know it sounds like we should have heard this when we were first born again, but God has been taking this last year and a half or so and really bringing us into a place of authenticity.
Amen.
True, I mean, I'm telling you, true salvation is available. Not some pseudo place of Christendom that we've come to know over time, but God is revealing a true place of salvation. And so now there is a godlike development that is taking place because of being connected to the umbilical cord of Christ. Whatever's coming in his mouth into us is what's being developed in us.
Amen.
He's really got the best diet and the absolute cure-all coming through the umbilical cord.
Amen.
So if a godlike development is taking place, his marrow is going to become our marrow. And healthy marrow is the source for all healing in the body. Now watch this. It says in Proverbs chapter 3, verse 6 to 8, we've read it 150 times. It says here, it says, in all thy ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct. He shall direct thy paths. That's what we dealt with on Thursday. It says, be not wise in thine own eyes. It says, what will take place? It shall be health to our navels and marrow to the bones. So the benefits of being in a place of acknowledgement, and all of this is trailing, it's leading into that accurate place of peace. How much peace is it really for you to sit and receive? You couldn't even, I mean, we don't even remember, obviously, as when we were fetus in our mother's wombs, but there was nothing that you were worried about. You didn't try to feed yourself. You weren't trying to do this or do that. You were in the perfect place of peace. Getting back into connection to the umbilical cord that is eventually going to develop marrow. And this marrow to the bones is a really powerful insight. All right. The word marrow means this. So we are becoming more godlike, being connected in rhema. I don't know about you, but for the last 7 years, of my Christianity, and I've been saved now going 30 years or so. Well, actually, I was saved as a child. I mean, baptized in the Holy Spirit. So almost my entire life, I've somehow known God in some way or other. But the last 7 years are the best growth I've ever gone through in Rhema. It doesn't matter what before, but I know that there's a tremendous connection when I'm living and staying in the study of the Rhema word. It's like nothing I've ever experienced. I felt like I got saved again. learning about rhema. So now this marrow is developing. The word marrow means a beverage or refreshment. We learned last week quickly that it means to irrigate. It means refreshment or moisture, all right, to be watered. It also means the word quaff is actually in the Hebrew meaning. Quaff means to drink something, especially an alcoholic drink, all right? And that's where we kind of step into today. It's especially like drinking an alcoholic drink. And I sat and, of course, I meditated on what was being said there. Well, I don't know about you, but I've had my days where I've been inebriated to the point where you lose your motor skills. I don't know about you guys and your past and where you've been, but I can honestly say I've been to that place that when I've drank enough alcohol that I lose my motor skills in one way or another. You think you're moving right, you think you're doing right, but you're like on a 20 or 30 second delay. There's just not the same. Well, the marrow, this is what God wants for us. He wants us to lose our motor skills in the rhema word. Mm-hmm. He wants us to get inebriated. He wants us to be drunk with the new wine of the spirit, which mm-hmm. is rhema. That's what he wants in our marrow. He wants our marrow saturated to where you're losing your senses. You're losing your skills. You're losing what you think and how you believe you should do something. And the best way that God can attack that is by getting the word into your marrow. The best way, because it goes throughout the entire body, every part of you is going to be sanctified, holy, healed, and prospering. Every part Amen. Of your being. The word wants to hit the marrow. And when it hits the marrow, it takes over. It becomes intoxicating. You lose yourself, praise God. You become more godlike than you could ever imagine. So he wants all of our natural motor skills gone. And he does this through the marrow. He wants to change our marrow. For if rhema hits the marrow, his word becomes what's called replete. Replete in us. It spreads. Another word for marrow is replete. And it spreads throughout our being. Jesus told the enemy this, real simple. He said, listen, Satan, why are you even trying me? You have nothing in which to draw from. My marrow is totally saturated in my Father's word. There's nothing for you to reach in and try to entice me with. There's absolutely nothing. All of my being to my marrow is full of the Father. See, the reason being is because Christ never left the umbilical cord. Mm-hmm. He's 33 years old Amen. In the earth. Still connected to his Father, still Amen. Connected to the umbilical cord. So the sustenance of the Father remained in Christ, which went to the marrow all the way.
Bless God.
All right, so it spreads. That's what marrow is. It's moist. It's saturated. In Ephesians 5:18, it says this, and be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit. Here's the word filled. Here's the word replete. The word filled means replete. Be very full. I thought about you, Elder Donna, more than necessary. Yes, covered God. In every part. Thoroughly permeated, which means spread throughout something. This is why God is saying, hey, listen, if you're in the place of acknowledging me, it's going to be marrow unto your bones. Every part of you is going to be sanctified. Every part of you is going to be holy because it's coming Hallelujah. Through the marrow. All right? It's coming through the marrow. Prophetess wrote in several prayers that God would heal us from the inside to the outside.
Amen.
Well, as we stay in a place of acknowledging him, there is a marrow transplant that's taking place. And I don't know about you, but I've been feeling this thing coming through like I've never felt before. I feel like it's coming through my marrow. And we're going to get a physical understanding of, or a natural understanding of marrow right now. Bone marrow is a spongy substance. Keep that word in mind. It's a spongy substance found in the center of the bones. It manufactures bone marrow stem cells and other substances. Now, that was blown away, and you're going to get a rhema about that towards the end. Bone marrow, listen, bone marrow manufactures substance. There's a spiritual connection there, which in turn produces blood cells, right? It's actually called the blood cell factory, is what medical science calls bone marrow. Healthy bone marrow releases blood cells into the bloodstream when they're mature and when they're required. Without bone marrow, our bodies could not produce the white cells, which we need to fight infections, or the red blood cells, which we need to carry oxygen. All right? Healthy bone marrow is healthy living. And it also produces what's called the platelets, which causes us, or causes, if we get cut, it stops the bleeding. So all of this, in order to really live, you have to have healthy bone marrow. All right? So the promise that comes out of Proverbs 3 is that it would be health unto our navels, umbilical cord, and you can actually see the process of how a birthing takes place in Proverbs 3. Starts with the umbilical cord. The umbilical cord typically starts to, in the mother, right around 3 weeks, it begins to formulate. By the seventh week, which I found fascinating, within the seventh week, the umbilical cord is completely constructed and in operation. All right? So at the seventh, so you can see this. And then you'll see as well that we have the red and blood cells and the white blood cells, rather, and the red blood cells are not moving through marrow, because in a fetus, in an early stage of a fetus, there is no bone marrow. There is no marrow in the beginning. All right. The blood cells are flowing through the spleen and the liver in the beginning. Bone marrow, God help us. And with this revelation, I'm going a little bit ahead of myself. But when God starts to reveal that marrow's being formulated, marrow doesn't come into the fetus until he's in his last trimester. Right near birth is when the fetus now starts to gain bone marrow, and now the blood cells are coming through the marrow and no longer through the spleen or the liver. When God begins to reveal us getting into a place of bone marrow, he's signifying that you're coming into a place of strength and you're about to birth out. We're about to birth out in a dimension in God. Why? Because we're learning to acknowledge him in all of our ways. We're learning to acknowledge him.
Hallelujah, right? Jesus.
We're birthing out, praise God. In Proverbs 3, verses 8 through 10, it says, "And it shall be health to thy navel and marrow to thy bones," which we read. But we'll look at bones now. So we understand that marrow is the place where God is bringing forth healing. I like what Elder Allison had mentioned about the umbilical cord, how it doesn't just carry nutrients to us, but it also causes waste to be able to leave us.
Amen, God.
And the bones, this marrow, when we deal with the health to thy navel and marrow to thy bones, right? Now, when you deal with the bones here, the bones actually translates substance. The word bones means substance or body. All right. It says honor. What happens here, which is fascinating. So now there's the marrow is producing substance. So the bones have substance. And remember what the definition of substance is. It means strength. All right. So now there's strength being produced by way of the bone marrow. All right. So marrow hits the bones. The bones are strengthened because of the marrow. They become substance. Stay with me now. I find it fascinating that the word bones means the body, or it means the substance, to make mightier or to make strong. Watch this now. This is phenomenal. So now he says in verse number eight here, that it shall be health to thy navel and marrow to thy bones, substance. Then I find in verse 9 something phenomenal. He then talks about honor the Lord with thy substance and with the first fruit of all of thine increase. Now, the spiritual connotation here is really powerful, that when we're getting the marrow of the spirit, what God is saying now is that in your life, you're walking in my strength. You're walking in my prosperity. You're not achieving on your own. I'm opening doors for you. I open them that no man can close, and I close them that no man can open. I make rich and add no sorrow. When you start to see substance, oh God, in your life, it's because of the marrow of the Father. It's because of the marrow that's coming from God. He's causing substance to come. That's why in verse 9, he says, honor the Lord with your substance. Why? Because it wasn't your strength that got it. It wasn't your know-how. It wasn't your knowledge. It's the fact that you've been acknowledging me. I've created marrow in you, which is mine, and I'm creating a success and salvation. Honor the Lord with thy substance.
Yes, God.
Why? Because the marrow of heaven is producing in your life. That's why he says, honor the Lord with thy substance. It seems really kind of out of place when you don't understand the function of marrow. To go from health in my navel to marrow to my bones, then you want to talk to me about finance? I understand now. I understand exactly why. Because now it's God's ability at work. I've had a marrow transplant. I'm under the favor of God. So he says, honor me, recognize me.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
It is my marrow in you. Causing strength and increase. It says, honor the Lord with thy substance and with the first fruit of all of thine increase. And then the result is, so shall thy barns be filled with plenty, and thy presses shall burst out with new wine. You see, the marrow is creating the place where infection is being taken out of us. Oh my God, that's how we're departing from evil. You don't seem to understand. When I acknowledge the Lord, you see, I acknowledge the Lord, and all of a sudden I start to depart. I'm now given strength to lay down things that I should not be walking in. I'm now, why? Because there's a marrow transplant in me, and what's taking place, it's developing red blood cells, which is giving me vitality and life, and white blood cells, which is giving me the ability to fight off anything that's been infectious over my
life.
I'm getting strength and power. I'm getting the vigor of God. I'm getting the health of God. I'm getting the know-how of God. I'm getting the sanctification of God. It's moving infectious things out of me. Why? Because I'm staying in a place of acknowledging God.
Yes, Lord God. Thank you.
So now I'm getting God. The body, the substance, bones, it's making me mightier. It's making me stronger. So when the Lord's marrow enters into us, it too creates substance in our lives, just like regular marrow. There's a scripture that came to mind in 1 Corinthians 15:46. It says, howbeit that was not first which is spiritual, but that which is natural, and afterward that which is spiritual. So if the body functions this way in the natural, this is how we function in the realm of the spirit.
Amen. Amen. Bless God.
This is how we function. There's an umbilical cord that gives us sustenance. That sustenance over time, right around that 30-week period, starts to create marrow in the bones of the child that's in the mother's womb. There's a process here. The Spirit of the Lord told me something very plainly, and I'm a little ahead of schedule here, but I'm going to say it because I feel the unction too, that those that are under the place of acknowledgement and honor are birthing out. You're at the stage now where you're birthing out, where you're birthing into the things of God like never before. See, we can abort this thing. Mm-hmm. And many Christians have.
Yes.
Because they stop acknowledging God. And they never come to the place where they honor him with their substance. Why in the world does he keep talking about substance? Because substance, the love of it, is the root, the cause of all evil. Evil does not mean sin alone. No, it means calamity. It means distress. It means problems. That when we don't acknowledge God as being the source that he's provided through the marrow of his own, that God has caused us to prosper.
Yes,
we stay connected in a sense to the world, and we're, our umbilical cord is plugged in to this world, this life, when it should be plugged into God. Jesus. So it's the substance that God wants to be honored with, and the reason being is because God is creating in us the necessities for prosperity and salvation, for salvation and prosperity. It's coming through God.
Yes, it is.
It's entering into you. I'm trying to tell you something that is true. This works in the realm of the spirit. And there is also, this is why healing can take place. Do you realize if we had time, I was talking to prophetess, and we've talked about this in the past, but we were talking about this subject here. And I was talking to prophetess, and we were talking, and we come to this the realization again that if we had time and healthy bone marrow, the body has been designed to completely heal itself.
Amen.
Through healthy bone marrow, taking infections away and bringing life at the same time.
Yes.
If you had 1,000 years and you were missing a limb, it would grow back if you had time. Well, the name of God, I believe, is El Shaddai. And one of the definitions of El Shaddai is the God that speeds up time. Now I know what he does. What God does to bring healing in a supernatural way, what he does is he gives us healthy marrow. And then the supernatural, the God's marrow, it's marrow that lives. It comes from a realm of the eternal. It's already in a place where healing always is. It's almost like Eden. It's like you take a piece of fruit and another one appears, and it's always reproducing. Mm-hmm. That's God.
Amen. Amen.
That's in his marrow. This is why Amen. We can be healed through acknowledging him. Amen. This is why our physical bodies can be healed.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
God is moving. Yes, it's coming by way of the spirit, and it comes into our natural being. But if you need healing in your body, the best way to get it is to acknowledge him. Let God touch and anoint the marrow that's in you that will create a supernatural healing.
Bless God.
Let him do it, praise God. It's a part of the peace package. This is a part of our peace.
Yes, it is. Hallelujah. Yes, it is.
God's saying, I want peace all the way in the marrow of your bones. I want you to know me everywhere. I want it coming through you, coming out of you, from the inside to the outside. Acknowledging God, I'm telling you, is going to change your physical
being. Yes, God.
So does the body of Christ. We function in the same way as the body, the physical body. It's proof, yes, that our increase, Jesus, is being created by God. It's proof that our healing, it's absolute proof. It's happening in the life of every born-again believer.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
The sad thing is, most born-again believers really don't know the source. They don't know how sourced God is in us. He's such the source. He's coming to the marrow. And I was telling you earlier, in my marrow, I feel it. I feel this strength. I feel this change. It's happened because he's revealed again about acknowledging. And as he's revealed acknowledging all over again, this source of power, this source of strength, I feel it working from the inside, moving to my outside. Hallelujah. It's spreading. And this is because of constant acknowledgement.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
It becomes healing. Healthy marrow becomes good health throughout our bodies. When we as believers function and live by the Rhema word, the marrow of God will create total healing for all. We see this marrow transplant in the book of Acts, chapter 5. We see this whole process. We see it. And we're going to look at it right now. In Acts 5, we'll pick up at verse 12. All right. We'll pick it in verse 12. It says, and by the hands of the apostles, watch this now. Keep your ear to this. And by the hands of the apostles were many signs and wonders wrought among the people. And they were all with one accord in Solomon's porch. They were all with one accord. Now, remember the word bones means body. Now, we're going to take this revelation and we're going to extend it to us being the body. Watch this now. But watch the process of how it's supposed to work. They were all with one accord. Now, we know that prior to this, they stayed in the apostles' doctrine daily, breaking bread from house to house. We got that revelation. Watch the process. When they were doing that, the umbilical cord was being formed as they were breaking bread from house to house. All right? That they were breaking bread from house to house, and they were all in one accord. And the rest, it says here, and the rest durst no man join himself to them, but the people magnified them. And believers were the more added to the Lord, multitudes both of men and women, insomuch that they brought forth the sick into the streets and laid them on beds and couches, that at least the shadow of Peter passing by might overshadow some of them. Watch this now. There came also a multitude out of the cities about unto Jerusalem, bringing sick folks and them which were vexed with unclean spirits, and they were healed every one. As I read that, I saw something really powerful. I did. I saw the process. They stayed in the word. All right. They stayed in it, acknowledging God day in and day out. They ended up being in a place of being on one accord. All right. Now, understand this. Prior to this move, they recognized that their substance, which we talked about many times, was coming from God. So everybody sold what they had. They connected into the mind of the spirit, which we know. So now they're in a move now to where now they're realizing right before this outbreak, they realize that their substance, remember, marrow produces substance. They recognize their substance was from God. They honor God with it. Now marrow, perfectly healed and strengthened marrow, is now in the body. In the body, how do I say the body? Because everybody got healed. What? Because the marrow spread through the body. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Bless God.
Because the marrow Hallelujah. Spread, that means everybody that was a part of Christendom back then were in a perfect place of acknowledging God, honoring God. And now we see the functionality of healthy marrow touch the entire body. Everybody was healed. Just like what marrow is supposed to do throughout our bodies and all of our bones. It's supposed to keep every area of our bodies healed. Bringing oxygen and taking infections. That's exactly what God did in the body of the believers in Acts chapter 5.
Bless God.
Brought oxygen, life, vitality, and removed infections.
Amen. Amen.
Both spiritual infections and natural infections were removed. Why? Because the body of believers had a marrow transplant. They continued day in and day out acknowledging God, staying in the word of God. It became health. It became an umbilical cord. Then after a while of staying in the word, marrow was formed in them. They were receiving sustenance every day. their third trimester, the last trimester of marrow coming into play, had now hit the body. The body is healed and strengthened. I think that's a phenomenal outlook of how it's supposed to work with us.
Yes.
And I don't mind. Listen, I'm not too proud because I've been in this thing a long time. Listen, call me a newborn baby. I don't care. Because I know that in my being born again, there's a development of the right marrow in me.
Thank you, Lord.
And I'm okay with this. I'm at my time of birthing and strength.
Oh, yeah, Jesus.
And I'm good with this because I've been born again. So they were with one accord, meaning they all had the marrow of Christ flowing in them. The result of having the same marrow was everyone was healed. This was due to the marrow transplant that came via the Rhema. Also note that they laid down their substance prior. They recognized and honored God with what he produced in their lives. God was creating red and white blood cells for them. Red was bringing vitality, meaning life and life more abundantly. And the white blood cells was bringing healing to every infected area of life. It becomes health to our navel. It becomes marrow to our bones.
Hallelujah. Oh, yeah, Jesus.
Healing is in the atmosphere. Oh, they truly were Christ's body, and they were truly reaping the benefits of really being the body of Christ. When we all stay in a place of acknowledgement together, oh, it increases. It increases. I'm merely just a joint in the body. But when we come together, boy, oh boy, there's a lot of marrow representing. A lot of his marrow's there, and healing can move. That's why he said, let's call the elders of the church. Not a elder, call the elders of the church, praying the prayer of faith over the sick. And the prayer of faith, which is simply the now word, will heal them. Mm. Why? Because there's many joints in the room. More marrow is there. This is all the result of true acknowledgement unto the Lord. His life became their life. So powerful. Listen to this. His life became their life in every way, spiritually, physically, mentally, and financially. Listen to what the Bible says in Romans 5 and 10. For if, when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his son. Watch this now. Much more being reconciled, we shall be saved by his life. I take that word right there, that last portion, I take it literal. We shall be saved by, what do you mean? I'm going to have the marrow of Christ.
Yes, God.
I will be saved by his life. I will be healed by his life. It's not, no. It's not just talking about the exploits in which he did. It's not just talking about Jesus being on the right hand of God the Father right now. No. He's talking about this is how, when his life becomes our life.
Oh.
To the marrow. Much more being reconciled,
hallelujah,
we shall be saved by his life. The word life means efficacious, if you remember this one. Efficacious means successful in producing a desired or intended result. That sounds like marrow to me.
Bless God.
His life is efficacious.
Hallelujah.
It's become successful in producing. What does marrow do? Produce, manufacture.
Yes.
His life now is in us. His marrow is in us. Pray. Oh, hallelujah. And it's coming through this Rhema word. It's changing you even right now. Like Evangelist Benita said, it's happening today. It's happening now.
Yes.
His life is on you. If you have this word coming in your spirit right now, you have his life. It's efficacious. You have his marrow, hallelujah, and it's producing the desired and the intended results. Oh, Jesus. How awesome is it that the Father, that our Father wants to superimpose the fullness of Christ onto our lives, all the way to the marrow. Giving us his marrow gets us the same results that he had and has. This Amen. Is what it means, that we're being saved by his life. If this isn't peace, I really don't know what is. If this isn't the peace of God, then I really don't know what is. He's establishing peace to the marrow. That essentially says to me that all the time, because I'm getting his marrow, that all the time I need, anything I need is coming from within me. Now I know why the Bible says Christ in you. Christ in you, the hope of glory. Now I understand it. Because he's really in me and in you. Not just a spiritual sense, but the physical side of God. Truly. The physical side of God. Hallelujah, Jesus. All right, just salah that for a moment. Just for a moment, salah that. And I'm going to close with a prophetic overview of where a substance giver is in terms of development. All right? I'm going to show you. Hallelujah, Master. Hallelujah. I hear the Lord say, lift your hands to him for a moment. Just lift your hands to him for a moment. Jesus. Jesus, we bless you, Lord. So a prophetic overview of where a substance giver is in terms of the development as the body of Christ. All right. Here we go. The umbilical cord, as we was stated earlier, starts developing in 3 weeks. By week 7, the umbilical cord has fully formed, composed of connecting stock. And umbilical cord vessels surrounding the amniotic membrane, all right? So week 7, the umbilical cord is fully formed, and now the fetus begins to be fully developed. As I told you in the beginning, a baby's liver and spleen have been responsible for making blood cells. Bone marrow will become the major site of that production in the third trimester and after birth. All right. So now bone marrow takes over reproducing and producing the blood cells, both white and red. The spleen will stop producing blood cells by week 30, and the liver will stop a few weeks before birth. So there's a transfer there. And what that transfer is, it speaks of now the child is becoming healthy for him or herself. Now the child has a reproductive, that has a right factory that keeps the child healed. It keeps vitality, it keeps life. So the marrow is produced right before, and the marrow is established right before birthing out. So the revelation of acknowledgement and honor indicates we have well passed the fetus stage and are entering into a period of true strength. Remember, substance is produced by bone marrow. The revelation on substance giving has revealed our red and white blood cells are coming through his marrow. No longer the liver and spleen. We're no longer living in the form of a fetus. Now we're becoming a newborn baby, strong, healthy, ready for life. We are truly birthing out into becoming more Christ-like. Healthy bone marrow is vitality and strength. So the prophetic view for substance givers is we are entering into true strength and life of Christ. When you release and you honor the Lord with your substance and that your substance no longer is yours alone, but it belongs to God. You've entered into a stage of strength. You've entered into a place of being alive in God. You're no longer held by this world, but you are connected fully to God. The things in which you have are not determining anything concerning your life any longer. It's the true connect to the kingdom and living life in the kingdom. The body of believers in Acts went through the same exact transformation. They went through the same exact transformation. They were a fetus going from house to house. Then the mind of the Spirit came and said, honor the Lord with your substance. Everybody got the same word and they sold their possessions. They now are moving in the strength of marrow. They're becoming a reproductive factory of Christ. That's what God is trying to do here. God is trying to bring us into a place that we acknowledge him, we honor him, and we grow and we're blessed by him. God is establishing that in us. The prophetic overview is that we're coming into the place of real birthing. Hallelujah. If you haven't moved in giving God substance, it's because still the problem is that you're still in the fetus stage. You need to continue to acknowledge God. And then when you can go ahead and disconnect yourself from the substance in which you think you own, and the mindset shifts and changes to say, I'm going to honor God, not just with my tithe or my first fruit, but all of my substance belongs to him. Why? Because it's coming through him. He's the source. He's the marrow. The overview is we're birthing out, praise God. And in every area of our life, we're going to experience healing, deliverance, and prosperity. It's happening for us. Don't you look back and don't you go back. When you've reached a place of honoring the Lord, you have developed. When you can give God your substance and let God know, hey, everything, not just a tithe, first fruit, or a free will offering, but all that I have, my life included, is yours, because I found the source of all of my vitality. We're birthing out. We're birthing out. That's exactly what's happening to us. We're birthing out. Don't be distracted. Even by some mistakes you might make, get up and run to the Rhema word. Eat from the source. Let his marrow, let his vitality and strength become yours. He wants it to saturate. He wants you to be intoxicated with it. He wants it spread throughout your entire being. Prophetic overview for us, the substance givers, the ones that are honoring God, is that you're birthing out. It's in you. Truly connected. Truly connected. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Master. Hallelujah, Lord God. My God, my God, my God. Hallelujah. Jesus. Come on, lift your hands to him. Lift your hands to him. Jesus, we bless you here. Jesus, we bless you here. Lord, we bless you, yeah, to the marrow, Lord God. To the marrow, Jesus. To the marrow. Let our bodies become manufacturers of the Rhema word. Let healing be on our lips for one another. Let prosperity, Lord God, shine through. Prosperity is in your DNA, Lord. You are known as the God of all increase. It's one of your many titles. It's in your marrow. Father, let us become what we really have been chosen to become. True sons and daughters. True sons and daughters. And I mean true sons and daughters. Yes, to the God. Marrow, Jesus. To the marrow, Father. Oh, God, we give you praise. We give you honor. We give you the glory, Jesus.
Yes, Jesus.
Quicken every person on this line to stay in a place of acknowledging you. Let them see day by day health that's coming to their navel. Let them experience the power, the vigor, the strength of marrow coming unto their bones. Oh, God, and as they see this increase, let them honor you. Let them honor you with their substance and with the first fruit of all of their increase. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Master. A few comments here. Elder Allison says, amen. Elder Donna says, bless God. Joshua says, Minister Joshua says, amen. BK Benita says, amen. It's the fullness we have received and grace upon grace. That's the truth. And there is a TCL says, amen. I'm not sure who that is, but they say amen. And I say amen to all of you, to every one of you.
Yeah.
This is reality. It's healing. It's why we will be healed, and we are being healed.
Amen. Amen, Lord God.
Larry says amen. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
So if you want this transplant, acknowledge the Lord. How do I do that, Apostle? By staying in the study of the Rhema word. Don't you move from it. Be a doer of the word that you're hearing. And what we're hearing is just simply staying in the place with him. Being in real fellowship with the Father and the Son through the word. This is perfect acknowledgement. And you too will have a marrow transplant. You too will begin to experience life, vigor, strength, healing, both in every area. In every area. Mentally, physically, spiritually, and financially, you will experience a different life. The born again, it makes so much sense. Born again, that means if I'm born again, I've been reconstructed from the marrow.
Mm-hmm.
I'm reconstructed. If I'm really born again,
yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Amen. Amen. Praise God. All right. All right. We're going to honor the Lord with our giving now. We're going to bless the Lord with our giving. I'm finished right there, Elder Allison. Amen. That's all I got for you today. But we'll honor the Lord. If you're going to